Mr. Bob Van Houts, representing the United Seniors, supports both of these bills, and I don't think he got back here today.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Are there questions? Thank you very much. Appreciate your input. If we had made any changes in either, or if we were anticipating any changes in either one of these bills that would require reprinting, I would ask that other members be able to add their names, including myself. But I am kind of Scotch nature, and I don't like to increase the state's printing costs just so I can see my name on a bill. And so I'm not going to ask for that, but I hope that my support in this committee and my support on the floor of the Senate will be duly noted. And I certainly would have signed this bill if Representative Markham had been able to find me that day.
Mr. Chair?
Senator Riles.
I empathize with you not having your name on the bill. I was lucky to be in my office when Senator Markham came when Representative Markham came over to the Senate side and tried to give everybody an opportunity, and you probably were out of your office. Isn't there a way of doing that on the floor?
Well, we could certainly do it. It would require that the bill be reprinted.
Oh, you're saying even if we did it on... It seems to me I have memory of opening up a bill and saying anybody that wishes to sign on it has so many hours to sign on it.
There are 17 senators who are signing. I'm sure all 30 of them would probably like to. And if the committee feels strongly about it, I wouldn't object to doing that, but it would require that the bill be reprinted. It's a one-page bill, but it would require that it be reprinted, and so I'm not going to push for that on my own account. Senator Olson?
Well, I understood it cost about $800 to get a bill reprinted. So, my name is not on there, but I'll be supporting the bill, and if anyone asks me about it, I'll certainly remember this bill in particular.
Yes, I'm sure we all will. Is there a motion, sure. Senator Cease?
Well, everybody is going to be recorded officially in the calendar as a vote, that might help. I don't mind spending the money if anybody wants to, and if you want it to be moved to the floor, that's fine.
We need separate motions.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Riles.
I would move House Bill 2866 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Riles moves House Bill 2866 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. For further discussion, call the roll, please.
Senator Bradbury.
Aye.
Cease.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Riles.
Aye.
Hanlon?
Aye.
Monroe?
Aye.
I would move H.J.R. 26 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Riles moves H.J.R. 26 to the floor of the Senate with a due pass recommendation. Further discussion? Call the roll, please.
Senator Cease?
Aye.
Alf? Olson?
Aye.
Riles?
Aye.
Bradbury?
Aye.
Hanlon?
Aye.
Monroe.
Aye. All right. Tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to carry you.
I'm an allocator.
And any other members of the committee that wish to speak up and support.
Especially if their names are on it.
Especially if their names are on it. Okay. Got to get something out of this job once in a while. Thank you. I appreciate it.
I was going to offer to swap the other one from the other day with you for this. But I decided it didn't have a chance. So.
Okay. We'll move back to 2739, and we have Mr. Keith Petritz.
Miss Keith Petrie, that's... I recognize
him. You know Keith Petrie.
Yes.
Chairperson Monroe.
Senator Riles.
I'd like to particularly welcome you to the committee. I had the pleasure, whenever you see Keith, I have to think of Mount Hood and skiing and all the years ago when we used to ski on wooden skis with Army surplus equipment.
Yes.
And it's nice to see you again.
Thank you very much. Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, my name is Keith Petrie, and I am the chairman of the Oregon Ski Areas Association. And I am here today to testify in support of House Bill 2739.
This bill relieves commercial operators and summer homeowners from double taxation on lands which they have under permit from the United States Forest Service. Currently, the ski areas pay a fee to the United States Forest Service, of which 25% is returned to the counties in lieu of taxes. The areas do pay an ad valorem tax directly to the counties on their buildings, chairlifts, and other equipment. We do not object to paying taxes. We object to paying taxes twice. In the past, the legislature has recognized the situation and has passed bills giving relief at, I believe, 3-5 year intervals. What we are requesting is that the legislature recognize this and grant a permanent exemption as is given to grazing lands. The precedent and intent of past legislatures in this matter has been established. This bill would relieve all parties from having to deal continually with this subject. I have obtained some basic data from the 9 major ski areas in the state of Oregon. These areas have, these are approximate figures, but quite close, 9,735 acres under permit. They paid approximately $626,000 in their past fiscal year to the Forest Service, of which 1/4 went to the county. This amounts to $156,500, or $16 per acre. In Clackamas County, based on a market value of $1,000 per acre for Site 4 bare land, and that's a pretty high valuation for forest land, the tax would have been $15 per acre. It should also be remembered that most of the acreage on permit have an even lower site classification, or for that matter, are non-commercial and would be producing no tax income whatsoever. In addition to the fees, they paid $363,000 in taxes on their property and around their buildings and equipment. I stress that the areas do carry a substantial tax burden, which we are not in any way trying to avoid. We just simply do not want to be taxed twice on the acreage we utilize. If I may make just a couple more comments. I think one very important thing to remember is we do not have a lease. We have a permit to operate under, which is much more stringent than any lease, which does not put us on the same valuation of trying to, say, sell an operator. If he tried to sell his ski area, cannot do it under the normal terms of a landlord-tenant agreement. You ask about an economic impact on having a sunset in there. It would be certainly an economic consideration, particularly in the event of a major investment or an expansion, and the closer you got to the sunset, the more important that would become in that consideration, or even for the sale of an area, which is taking place across the United States, the merging of ski area ownerships. If the sales tax passes, our taxes do not go down. And in fact, our taxes will tend to go up as the type of fee agreement which we assign to and not asking any relief from the Forest Service on. As our business increases, the revenues back to the counties will continue to increase, both with inflation and with increased business, which we certainly hope come as we're trying to build our tourist business.
Okay, Mr. Petrie, one thing that you said, you do pay ad valorem taxes on buildings and so on.
Yes.
And those taxes would be reduced if the sales...
Oh, yes, excuse me, I'm only talking bare land, correct.
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
A little sensitive on those.
Yeah, all I... Right. No, I'm only talking bare land, sir.
Thank you. Are there questions for Mr. Petrie? Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
I'd like to go to work session on 2739. Chair would suggest that on lines 9, 14, and 17, we restore the language with the change of 1996 as the date. 1996 will allow five different, let's see, 87, 89, 91, 93, yeah, it would allow five different biennia before the sunset would come up again, or 10 years, actually, although this is effectively a 9-year increase in the sunset, it would actually be an effective 10-year increase.
1986. Little motion? Are you
yes.
So moved.
Senator Cease moves that we amend House Bill 2739 to restore the sunset with the year 1996 inserted in the three places, line 9, line 14, and line 17. Is there discussion of the proposed amendment? Is there any objection to the proposed amendment? It's adopted. Senator Cease.
moves it to the floor as amended.
Senator Cease moves House Bill 2739 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Would you call the roll, please?
Senator Cease.
Aye.
Senator Olson.
Aye.
Senator Ryle.
Aye.
Hanlon. Monroe.
Aye. Motion carried. Senator Bradbury will carry this bill. Okay. Is there anything further to come before the Revenue Committee?
What?
Okay. We're adjourned.